Sometime in 2020, we got connected with Alicia Hansen, who, along with Jonathan Cook, founded Eternal Future Productions. Alicia's duties at Eternal Future Productions include writing, directing, voice acting, and sound design. In fact, these are things that Alicia has been involved with for several years. Well, when we asked Alicia if she would be willing to help us out with some voice acting here at Nick Guy Private Eye, we were very excited that she said yes. Well, I wanted to allow you to get to know Alicia a little better and to give her the opportunity to not only tell us about her involvement with Nick Guy Private Eye, but also her work for Eternal Future Productions and her passion to create wholesome audio entertainment for listeners of all ages with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So to that end, I had the chance to sit down with Alicia and ask her a few questions, and here now is how that went. So tell us, Alicia, how is it that you first got involved in audio drama?
My interest in audio drama began with my love for Star Trek. I loved watching it with my family growing up. And so when the reboot movies came out, which I really enjoyed, I actually decided to co-write this story with these characters in this universe, really a novel size. So we wrote this story, and it was about a year later that I realized I really wanted to just take it to the next level. I wanted it to come to life. And I knew I couldn't make it into a movie. And so I felt the most obtainable way of doing that would be to turn it into audio drama. I wanted the sound effects. I wanted the story and the characters all to come to life. And so I began doing a lot of research because I didn't really know anything about audio drama. The only exposure I had to audio drama was Adventures in Odyssey growing up. And every so often, I would record my favorite movies and TV shows growing up and listen to them over and over. And that was a great escape for me. So I started doing some research and connecting with some online communities and learning everything I could. And of course, the more I learned, the more I wanted to learn and the more fascinated I became with audio drama. I actually ended up with a cast and crew of around 40 people. So it was a pretty massive project to manage, but it was so much fun. Such a wonderful learning experience, and it helped me grow so much. And it was really that whole experience with working with such amazing people that helped me to realize I wanted to do this as a living.
Now, what motivated you to form Eternal Future Productions?
After working on the Star Trek production, I began working on other projects, and I had a lot of fun with them. They had some great messages, but I realized over time, I really wanted to do something with more purpose in my life. And I really wanted Christ to be the center of my career, no matter what I did. And I also wanted to give back to him what he had given to me, the skills and the talents that he had provided to me. I just wanted to give that right back to him. So around the same time, Jonathan Cook, a voice actor I had been previously working with, had expressed the same desires. He wanted to do something with more purpose and more meaning as well. And since we couldn't really find the projects that we wanted to do that would fulfill that, we felt that maybe we could create a company and just produce those projects and make it happen. And so we came together and we formed Eternal Future Productions. And through that company, we've been able to produce audio dramas that would not only be fun for all audiences to listen to, but would also share the gospel of Jesus Christ in a creative way.
Now, does your background as a voice actress include much in the way of comedic roles? And did you find being a part of the Nick Guy Private Eye series, which is really a comedy adventure series, challenging?
I've never had any experience playing comedy roles before, but I have always appreciated comedy. And so when I was asked to play the part of Miss Davenport, I was actually really excited for the opportunity. And it was so much fun. She is hysterically funny. And the writing was so good and just made this a naturally fun character to begin with. So she was way more fun than challenging. And I really enjoyed it a lot.
Eternal Future Productions produces an audio drama called Pirateers. Could you tell us a little bit about that series and all of what you do to make it a reality?
Pirateers is about Captain and Bosun, who have this father-son relationship. And we follow these two pirates throughout season one as they look for this buried treasure. And after finding this treasure, which was much more than they could have ever imagined it to be, they decide to give up their lives of piracy. And of course, with that comes challenges along the way, which we do explore more in season two. What's funny about Pirateers is that it actually spawned off throughout the pandemic. There was a particular scene that came to mind first, and the captain is looking through a treasure chest and he happens to find some toilet paper and he says, "Where on earth would toilet paper be considered treasure?" And we know our answer, of course, having lived through the pandemic when everybody was hoarding toilet paper. So that was actually one of the first scenes that came to mind, and everything else just came into play after that. We just build off of that scene. But ultimately, we knew what the goal was going to be even before that scene had come to mind, was that we wanted these pirates to find the gospel, to find Jesus, and to have this encounter with God. And the rest of the series is just really surrounded around them because they're the heart of the story. And it's really interesting to see what they go through and how it affects the characters around them. Because we're just starting out and we're a small team, there's quite a bit of work to do in order to bring a story like this to life. I'm the lead director, producer, and co-writer of the series. I have also acted as an editor, sound designer, and voice actor.
With Pirateers, you certainly wear a lot of hats. Which do you find the most fulfilling, and which is the most challenging?
My favorite hat, so to speak, is directing. I just love seeing a vision come to life, and I've always had a strong vision growing up. I was directing, even as a little girl, talent shows at our daycare. In addition to that, I actually really enjoy writing, but it doesn't come as natural, so I do find it challenging at times, but I still enjoy it just because I love creating. And I would say that the most challenging aspect of what I do is mixing. I know it's a necessity, but mixing can be a bit tedious at times for me, and it really focuses more on the technical aspects rather than the creative side of things. And so it takes me a long time to do because I get nitpicky and I focus on things that I don't need to focus on. And I become a bit of a perfectionist about it and also a little OCD. At least that's what I've been told. And I have to say that I agree.
I understand that Pirateers received a nomination in this year's Seneca Awards.
Yes, that was such an honor and just so exciting because we're a new company and we're just a small team, but we've always had this desire to produce really good quality work, and to receive a nomination that just validates that was a huge encouragement to us. We haven't been doing this very long. We've only been established since 2019, so we haven't really been in the game very long at all. So that just really encouraged us to continue to do what we're doing. So yes, we were very, very excited to be nominated for Best New Show in the Seneca Awards. We couldn't be happier. And among that, we were nominated among some very talented nominees as well. In fact, a few of them we've actually kept in touch with outside of the Seneca Awards. And we just listen to each other's work and we really support each other and encourage each other. And so I think the best part of being nominated is being connected with our fellow nominees and to have that support system. And I think that's really what I took home with me.
What does the future hold for Eternal Future Productions?
I love creating, and I would love to continue directing and writing, directing being my main passion. And I would love to continue to produce and expand our team and help it grow so we can get some more stories out there aside from Pirateers. And I would also like Eternal Future Productions to become a brand that people can trust, one that is wholesome and family-friendly, one that can be enjoyed by all ages, especially because our goal is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we want everyone to hear it.
Where can people learn more about your work?
We can be found at eternalfutureproductions.com, and we can be heard on most podcasting platforms, as well as Dramafy and Storymore. We also offer bonus content on our YouTube channel, and we offer regular updates on our Facebook page, so be sure to check those out.
What value do you see audio dramas like the Nick Guy series and Pirateers having for the church in this day and in this culture?
I think there is a lot of value in audio productions. With the increase in popularity, which is podcasts alone, they're just a wonderful opportunity to reach people. They're super convenient. You don't have to stare at a screen like you do a movie. And you can reach people right in the middle of their daily routine. And we try to capture a quality that is cinematic and it captures the imagination while delivering a good message. And that's the value of what Eternal Future Productions and the Nick Guy series are trying to do. We're producing content that is not only entertaining, but has a greater purpose. And audio dramas are also a great way to reach people who don't have ready access to Bibles or church. China, for instance, just had the Bible app removed from Apple's App Store and they're removing Bibles and audio Bibles from online stores. Audio dramas like ours is a way for people to still receive some exposure to God's Word and hear about Jesus. It's a way to plant seeds and shed some light where it's very dark.